Same.
I was too. Mm-hmm. I 100% was talking.
Yeah. We hear less and less about Jesus, and probably more and more about the big bloke with the big beard. With Jesus being Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the one who is Creator of the universe and Prince of Peace, why would you need reminding that Christmas time celebrates Jesus coming to earth? But I guess at the very first event, that very first Christmas, people didn't know that Jesus was a big deal then. That time when the angels, they bring this message of Jesus' birth, and it's brought to unsuspecting shepherds. So I'm going to read what it says in the Bible about that first Christmas night. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people," is what the angel said. Now, I know, and I suspect you know, that when the angels gave that message, the shepherds did not know what they were talking about. Joseph did not really know, and neither did Mary have a clue about what it meant for Jesus to be born. The angel said that this child Jesus was to be Savior, Lord. He's the reason that we as angels give God glory, and he, Jesus, will bring peace on earth and great joy for all people. And nobody would have guessed that that was true. And no wonder. Think about the town he was born in, the town called Bethlehem. Think about the parents he was born to, two nobodies. Not nobodies to us today, but nobodies in their time, Joseph and Mary. Think about the fact that he was wrapped in cloths and put into a feeding trough. None of this is impressive. Not what you're expecting of somebody who is Savior, Lord, the one who will bring glory to God and peace to the earth. And especially when you compare it to the guy that Luke mentions at the start of chapter 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. You probably have heard of Caesar Augustus. He was a big deal in his time. In fact, he was such a big deal, he put up statues with inscriptions that went like this: "Divine Augustus Caesar, Son of God, the benefactor and Savior of the whole world." That's what he wrote about himself. And the reason why he wrote about himself in such a way is, how could anybody, just like a mortal human being, end up being in charge of the whole known world? He thought he was a big deal. He brought peace to Rome. There was a big civil war, and he had the greatest power and conquered and killed everyone else. Therefore, he was the bringer of peace to the world, what they knew at his time as Pax Romana. Well, the angel sings a different song. Says that there's a different person that bears really similar titles: Savior, Lord, Bringer of Peace. And this Savior looks quite insignificant. But here we say, on Christmas, from not remembering Caesar Augustus, who is indeed long dead, we are here today remembering Jesus, born in Bethlehem of Joseph and Mary. Jesus was God's true Savior. He's the one that God said he would bring peace through. Jesus brings peace. I can't think of a better promise for our world at this time. Peace. For a world that's in conflict. We're finding many ways to divide ourselves, are we not? We divide ourselves by race, by nationhood. Turns out that we see other nations, which are bigger than us, as our enemies now. We're increasingly dividing ourselves by colour. The colour of your skin says whether you have a voice or not. We live anxious lives. Many are worried, and increasingly more are worried about what is happening in our world. We live with cluttered schedules. We try to fit more and more in, and yet we feel like we don't have time for the things that really matter. And we live with restless souls. Restless souls where you're never quite certain what it is that's going to bring you peace. Jesus brings peace. I can't think of a better promise. Peace to our soul, peace to our, in our relationships, and even peace to the world. He is, just as the prophet Isaiah said, he is the Prince of Peace, the one through whom peace comes. I know that Christmas has many gifts. I wonder if this gift of peace is something you want, really want. I suspect if you're younger, the latest Xbox might be more tempting. But for those of us who are over such things, peace could be what we really want. Yet I'm not sure we'd say Christmas is a peaceful time. And I don't just mean if you have little kids that cause chaos on the day. Actually, I don't know if Christmas is peaceful at all. Because it accentuates all those places where we lack peace in our relationships. It's been very sad this week to hear of folk who've divorced and what has happened to them in terms of their lack of peace because of this celebration. Our loss. This year in our church, we've had people who've lost dear family. Others have lost. And in fact, what I've noticed is the closer you are to the date of Christmas, the more acute you feel the loss. That 25th of December seems to accentuate your loss. And then our fractures in our life. If you've got trouble with your family, is it not true you feel that most keenly on Christmas Day? It's hard to have a sense of peace on the very day where the Prince of Peace is promised to us. Very hard. Yet that's the offer. Is Christmas time is meant to be a time of peace. We of course would say it starts with you and it starts within you. But that's not where God starts. God doesn't say to you, get your gear in order, get your soul in order, your heart in order, and your mind in order, and then you'll have peace. God does not say that to you. God says to you this, here is my son, the Prince of Peace. Have him, and you'll have peace. Know him, and you'll know peace. Of course, there are two kinds of invitations in that. Some of us here say that we're Christians. Yet, Christmas Day is not a day of peace for us. And the invitation there is, actually, you have everything you need to have peace on Christmas Day. You have the best offer in heaven. He may not have looked as impressive as Augustus Caesar in his time, but it turns out that this is the Son of God, the one who's raised to life who is seated with God in heaven. And he offers you peace. And whatever might distress you about just a day is not distressing to your God. And he can settle your soul, lower your anxiety, and bring you peace. But then there may be some folk who are listening to me who don't consider themselves Christians. But what I've said in these few minutes may resonate with you. You may say to yourself, actually, I would love peace. I would love that offer. And I'd say to you that it can start with Jesus. He helps put all the pieces together. It starts with him. Know Jesus and you'll know peace. Follow Jesus and you'll be able to bring peace. I'm going to invite Miranda up so that she can pray for us as we enter into this time of peace.